X, mobile.
BFW mobile.
Again.
How's your day been?
Day, but it's short. I'm done already.
You mounting towards that storm?
I'm not far from where you live, but I'm getting ready to turn that direction.
Yeah, that way it looks pretty rough.
When I was looking at that, I'm over here next to Blue Ridge School, High School on Fuse Bridge Road.
Uneventful. That's just the way I like it. You got to work tomorrow?
I don't. I checked with them, and they only needed one thing, so they just said, go ahead and we'll just pay the shipping to bring it down instead of having to drive all the way down here.
For you, right? Same money, less cost.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Room KO4HKX.
Good afternoon, Andrew KN4TFW. Patrick, I think you just need to go ahead and work tomorrow. It's just not fair.
Dude, don't worry.
It's going to be going on a week's vacation here next week. Stay quiet.
Good thing's quiet.
But week's vacation. I'll be tempted to burn all 10 of them at one time. Back then.
2.5 months off? I don't know if I can come back. From the rain.
It was real far. Looks like I might make it to the house, though, before it starts.
Not unless you're real close.
He knows.
But it won't be far behind you.
North on 85, and blue clouds on one side, and nasty clouds on the other side. And it turned towards the nasty. I got about 5 more miles before I hit 26.
I'm gonna have a nasty ride all the way home.
Careful. What you gotta worry about?
I drive careful every day. It's everybody else I gotta worry about.
I don't see that big old truck of yours.
I mean, how you could miss it.
I was riding home one day, and of course, the cop had somebody pulled over. And I just happened to be listening to the CB that day, I guess because nobody was on the radio. And one of the truck drivers said that when they see blue lights, they must be having a seizure, and that's what makes everybody stomp on the brakes.
At night, those LED blue and white flashing lights are something else.
For that, you just add water to the mix. Don't know how to drive. I can't
remember.
Oh, not better.
See
that?
Well, it wasn't just me.
Hear me now? Good copy on you that time. We have problems right there before 29, but who knows? I was just saying I was hoping to go flying when I got off work, but obviously it's too easy for that. The gills.
It's raining here already.
Fly one on a good day, right? I guess so, but yeah. Well, that's good to hear. At least I can go home and chill and enjoy a quiet house for a little while.
How's the wife's knee doing?
Doing better. She's taking, I bought her some Aleve from the pharmacy at the plant. And a couple knee pain things for arthritis stuff. Didn't know if that'll help, but I went ahead and bought it anyway because it was so cheap. And so far it seems to be it.
Hopefully it wasn't nothing major.
She still hurts pretty good though, but she's hobbling around. 7-3s, guys, I made it in driveway and want to get inside before the bottom falls out. So you guys have an awesome evening and stay safe, and I'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good day, or good evening. Talk to you later, KO4HK.
Talk to you in the morning, KO4CEO.
that Andrew, I heard W4DJW.
W4CEF here.
You're not getting off work to go flying, are you?
I can that. It thought crossed my mind, but I knew better once I walked outside.
Yeah, it's been threatening to rain for quite a while, but no rain yet. We'll see. Anyway, I wouldn't go out to the airfield. It looks too ominous out there.
Up here close to the airfield, and it's already raining up here.
Do you have shops up in that area?
T&D Grading on 14, and then cut across to Fuse Bridge Road, which is just above the airport y'all use, and visit JD Tractor.
I guess there are places up there. I don't think about that. How in the world did you find those places?
KO4HKX. I have customers that have moved up there from other shops, and they call me to come up there, or I'll see these guys out, you know, in town eating lunch or at another shop, and they'll say, hey, can you come up here? And I'll try to figure out how to make it work.
Okay, well, that's good. That's the way we need to get everybody that's in business to think about it. You know? Go bend over backwards to give the customer what they want.
So this whole business is customer service. Without it, you don't have anything, because you can get everything we sell somewhere else.
Yeah, but it's a whole lot nicer when somebody brings it to you. It's just a whole lot nicer.
Feeling. I hadn't heard you on the radio much.
Doing a whole lot better. Tell you what, you don't realize what you got when you got your health until you don't have it. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, I'd hate to be like that all the time.
Sure. Come on back in here, Andrew.
Trying to avoid these crazy people in 85. I'm getting ready to hit 26.
I'm thinking 25 and 26 from BMW. You live pretty far on up the hill there, don't you?
Not too bad. It's about 20 miles. Say 85 north to 26, and then just shoot straight home.
I guess that's not too bad. For 18 years, I lived in Greer, northern part of Greer, Brown Road, over there where Tom lives, and worked at Michelin Donaldson Center. 27 miles one way if you went through the backwoods, which was Woodruff Road before it became Woodruff Road. That was the back way, and that was all woods until, you know, Woodruff Road turned into the new Greenville.
About as far out as I'd want to be. You know, it takes me 20, right at 25 minutes to get to work. A little over 20 miles, so I think it works out pretty good. And I'm not far from the interstate either way to go, so I can always go the back way. It's worked out pretty well for all these years.
So, Patrick, how many miles do you figure you travel a day? When I switched from 27 one way to Michelin, for 18 years, I went 15 years to Bank of America, 100 miles one way every day and back for the first 5 or 6 years, and then I switched and went to only on Wednesdays. But that was 10 years, 200 miles a day, or yeah, that was 1,000 miles a week. How many miles do you do a week, Patrick?
I am doing about 450 to 500, depending on how much extra running around I do. But at one point in time when I did have a five-day route and was full, I was doing close to 1,000 miles a week.
And that's not even working. That's just driving. Once you get there, that's when you start working, right?
And people don't realize how much time it takes driving in between to get to everywhere. You drive 1,000 miles a week and then try to see 100 shops, you better be moving.
That's the way I was. I usually worked more than 8 hours a day, too. So it was 2 hours up there, 2 hours back, and about 10 hours of work. So about 14-hour days. For 10 years, that got really old. And then they said, you can work from home. Boy, you can imagine how elated I was.
When my business, right before COVID hit, I wasn't nothing for me to work 14, 16 hours a day, sometimes 18. By the time I got home, by the time I leave the house, to the time I get home, be close to 18 hours.
And you you know what? Those were the good old days. I didn't realize it back then, but I was having a ball. I loved it. Getting paid to do this kind of stuff, the stuff that I do, getting paid to do that? Really? Are you guys crazy? That's what I would thought about them, the people that would pay me to write programs for them. They had to be nuts. And they paid good, too. Anyway, I got to get back over here to work. I've taken a break long enough. I heard Andrew out there and thought airplanes flying. And then saw the weather and thought, nope, no flying. Anyway, you guys take care. Be safe out there. Good talking to you. I got to get back to the grindstone. W4DJW.
It was good to talk to you this afternoon. Glad you're feeling better. K04HK.
Hey, have a good one. And I hope we'll see you on the field before long. KO4CEM.
I've got a quick question. Yes, sir. The fellows that do the flying, do y'all fly any helicopters? My wife's got a few we've had in the closet for a while, and we've never took them out and flew them anywhere.
Might be able to answer that question a little better than I can. I haven't been a member in the field that long. I have not seen anybody fly a helicopter. I don't really fly them. I'm just learning and fly a plane. But, I mean, you know, I think drones kind of took over everything right now. But, so I've seen those, but that's about it so far.
Where do y'all fly at? Is it up around Taylor somewhere or where?
That area considered Greer, or what would it be, Patrick, over there off of East Airport Road? I know you say you go by over there. What do you consider that?
Actually, Blue Ridge community up that way. But I don't know if it'd be Greer or Taylor's. The line's so blurry right through there.
I'll do a little research on it and see what I can find out. But appreciate y'all coming back to me, and y'all have a good afternoon. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
KO4HKX. KO4PXB.
KO4CF73.
David. Sorry. And hey, Lloyd, how are you this afternoon? KO4HKX.
Good. I got my truck back, so that way it's all well and good, and so I'm heading to the house.
Shop again?
I took it to the Chevrolet dealership to try to find out why the cylinder 2 misfired. The first place didn't charge me anything because they couldn't figure it out. So I took it in there to the Chevrolet dealership, and when they were troubleshooting it, they could not figure it out, and so they put a new engine in it. So now I'm running to the house, and they've had it that long trying to find an engine.
You had to put an engine in it. I know you thought you had it fixed there for a little while.
Even the Chevrolet dealership told me that with that cylinder 2 misfire, the only thing it's doing is that eventually it made the camshaft or something in there may just finally break. But with that only one cylinder messing up, I said, well, I'm not going to get stranded somewhere, so I'm definitely put a new engine in because I can't afford a payment 6-7 years of $30,000 for the same type of mileage that I have on the truck now.
I don't see how people are paying these bills like they are on the personal stuff. So, but I don't get it. But I'm glad you got it fixed.
Yep, me too. Like I said, now the only thing I have to do is get a module that actually takes it from the 8-cylinder down to a 4-cylinder when it's not needed, so that way the new engines don't have that module in it. So I got to buy a little add-on piece that plugs in.
Why would they replace the entire engine for one cylinder misfire? It doesn't really make much sense to me. KO4CEF.
What he's dealing with there, the 5.3 with the active fuel management on it, would wash the cylinder walls down with oil and clog the O-rings up, and then it would clog the cylinder walls, and therefore you weren't recovering that cylinder with compression, and that's what the misfire would be.
No good engineers.
Now, ain't nobody building an engine worth having. There are, I don't know about BMW, but on the American side, they ain't nothing. Because every one of them's having oil consumption problems because of the active fuel system disabling cylinders and washing down the cylinder walls with the oil. So they're all having problems with that and the direct fuel injection.
KO4PXB, in saying that, is it not smart to, or not a good thing to plug that module in where it takes it from 8-cylinder to a 4-cylinder, or just leave it running at 8?
If I was you, Lord, I'd leave it running at 8. I'd disable the active fuel management. And that's more than likely what they're wanting to do. Is the module you're looking for is HyperTech or Superchip makes a programmer to deactivate the cylinder deactivation. So it doesn't go to a 4-cylinder. It keeps it as an 8-cylinder.
From what the guy told me, he said the module that's going to be plugged in, that was a plug-in, that it takes it when it's not needed, running at 8 cylinders, that it takes it down to a 4, which saves on the camshaft and other engine wear.
That's how the truck is normally. That's how it's shipped from the factory. It's like when you're on highway speed at cruise and there's low engine demand, it will cut back to 4 cylinders and then maintain that as long as it can. But as soon as you mash the accelerator to accelerate or there's an engine load increase, it will kick the other 4 cylinders back in and make it a V8. The way they done that was there was locks in the lifters that would move over by the oil pressure, and that would allow the push rod not to open the valve, disabling the cylinder. Well, that caused carbon buildup, and it caused oil consumption problems, it caused engine wear problems. It's not been as flawless as they wanted it to be.
Definitely had me when I heard that it would reduce the oil consumption, which is lack of oil in an engine is never good.
Head on in the house and enjoy a quiet house for a little while so the wife and kids get home. So y'all be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you on the radio another time. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's phone.
Danger, have a good afternoon and good to talk to you, and I will try to catch you in the morning. Clear, KO4HCAT.
Yeah, I'm still in here.
For what I was saying about the oil consumption problem,
talking about getting that module that takes it from the 8-cylinder to a 4-cylinder, since the engine does not have that function in it anymore, that there's a plug-in device to get to allow it to do that.
Well, like I was saying, I don't know if he told you wrong or maybe you misunderstood, but the way that works is the engine runs as an 8-cylinder until there is a light load on it, and then it will go to 4-cylinder. It's not the other way around. And you don't want it to go to that 4-cylinder mode. That's when you start having problems with the oil consumption. That's one of the major issues.
All right, I'll definitely leave it at 80, even though it's just going to just be a little bit more, using a little bit more fuel, but I'm definitely not going to, you know, risk doing anything to the engine where it's going to cause issues with oil consumption and mess up a new engine.
Well, that's where he's telling you, I'm pretty sure, that you want to get that module where you're deactivating that cylinder cutout.
Because from what he explained to me, that module actually, so pretty much it's the other way around. It keeps it in, when I get that module, it'll let the 8 cylinders be running all the time, not downgrade it to 4. I'll definitely look at it when the, because he sent me the information for it, so I'll look at it and read the specs on it. But yeah, if that's definitely true, I'm not going to reduce it down to, you know, have the reduced oil consumption.
I'd be deactivating it, I can tell you that much. Because when I took the class on that cylinder deactivation for GM, it was only considered an 8% gain over the life expectancy of the vehicle. So you do the math on that, and if life expectancy is, let's say, 200,000 miles, you're not really saving enough to even justify the extra expense that you paid to have that in there.
That's definitely true.
Training class on that, that was my question to the instructor. I'm like, how can you justify, because there was like a $4,000 increase, if I remember correctly, in price tag when we went from that, not been doing that to doing that to the engine. So I'm like, you can't even justify the expense, the $4,000 expense for that option to do that. So I don't see how that's feasible. Why are we doing this?
And somewhere somebody thought it was a good idea.
Tell you what, 25 up here on the mountain must have been a crash fest. I'm making the climb up the mountain, and I've already spotted 3 wrecked cars off the side of the road.
Well, if you were heading on 85 into Greenville area, I would definitely tell you to be careful, because I've already seen 2 highway patrols with vehicles pulled over, so... You know, they're going to be hot here. Sound like they're going to be hot on into Greenville. But so anyone that may be listening, definitely heed that warning that the highway patrolmen are out here.
Well, there's already highway patrol working the mountain up here. That making sure everybody's okay. And when it rains up here, these people don't realize they need to slow down going down this mountain. And it's... Every time it does it, it's like this.
This is KO4 PXB. I don't think it, well, I know for a fact it doesn't matter where it rains. When it rains, people just don't slow down and realize that you have to for better driving conditions and for safety.
But, Lord, I am crossing a state line before I lose you altogether. I need to try to figure out what day is best for you to meet you to get you the rest of this stuff, either Wednesday or Thursday, 1 week.
On the 17th of this month, I'll be at the lodge, so that way at the 6:30 time frame, so that way you can meet me there if time's available for you.
That sounds good, because that's next Wednesday, right?
That's the 17th, then yes.
Okay, well, we'll make that a plan, and I'll set this stuff in the truck to go out that day. So, but I have crossed the state line now, so you be careful on into the house, and it was good to hear from you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, definitely be careful, and I'll definitely talk with you again. It's KO4PXB, standing by in mobile.